We're trying to play on the life-saving mechanism that is CPR and use the catch, photo, release standard of fishing. So CPR stands for catch, photo, release, and it's a method of angling where the fish is caught and subsequently returned unharmed back to the water. So a lot of anglers in Ireland do this in any case, and we're trying to, I suppose, increase the use of CPR in all angling. But as well as that, we want to introduce novice anglers to the concept, and so we can maintain fish stocks and get more angler fishing, and at the end of the day, I suppose, increase the economic, social, environmental benefits for Ireland. Up in the Donegal area, we've placed some stencils. They're power washed onto the ground at Market Square in Letterkenny and at Letterkenny Shopping Centre. So what people will see is basically a power washed on fish with hashtag CPR save fish underneath it. And we'd love people to, I suppose, share it on social media and look up our website and to get all the information on how catch and release works and the best ways to do it and how to go fishing in your own area.
You have done some tests on rivers across the country and found that the survival rates when fish are released back into the water are very high.
Yes, indeed. I suppose overall, 92% of Atlantic salmon recorded after tagging survived catch and, you know, post catch and release. So that's super, as opposed to catching and killing them. You know, that's only talking about Atlantic salmon, but obviously, coarse anglers, pike anglers, trout anglers, sea anglers, all catch fish. And so for a lot of them, catch and release is standard practice. And for more, you know, they may not always do it. So we're just trying to increase the use of it and basically help sustain fish stocks.
From your point of view, conservation is very important because obviously you want to extend angling seasons and keep angling as a viable sport as long as possible. And certainly in a county like Donegal, where tourism is so important, angling is always going to be a very important part of that particular business.
Absolutely. I mean, angling is in parts of the country where there mightn't be very many industries, and angling is known to support 11,000 jobs nationwide and contribute 836 million to economies. And they're not, you know, the big cities, they're the small rural economies. So where anglers might be going in to get their lunch, buy fuel, stay in the local B&B, have a bite to eat, and it's not just about you know, tackle shops and angling gillies and guides, but obviously they're really important as well to have in your local area.